I'm Taylor Onion, and you're listening to The Bloom Pod, the show where we use the power of storytelling to share the insights of entrepreneurs, educators, and sports professionals who are chasing big dreams. We spend time asking guests about the experiences they've had that have helped them bloom into who they are today. This week's guest is a former student athlete and recent Hall of Fame inductee at LaSalle University. She is a TV personality for sports broadcasting. She's a nonprofit small business owner. She's a model and so much more. Please enjoy our conversation with Renee Washington. All right, Renee Washington, I'm so excited to have you on. Three-time soccer All-American, recently inducted, I saw, into the Hall of Fame at your college as well. Sports reporter, a model, a small business. So, I mean, you name it, you have done it. So I would love to just start things off by having you give us kind of the 60-second synopsis, the elevator pitch of Renee Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I really do appreciate it, Taylor. And so for me, I've worked in a variety of different roles, as you mentioned. Starting off as an athlete is actually how I got my background in sports. Having been fortunate to be a part of a lot of successful teams and honors and accomplishments individually as well as collectively through playing at LaSalle University, coaching college soccer at Lehigh University, where I received my master's, and now as a sports reporter working with a variety of different sports. So with ESPN, doing college coverage, sideline reporting, color commentary, play-by-play analysis to be able to work with soccer and football, basketball, swimming, lacrosse, a variety of sports, as well as on the professional level in the MLS with the Philadelphia Union, working with Fox Sports with the Washington Mystics and Wizards. And then, as you mentioned, I've been branching out to be more than a sports reporter, to also be able to tap into areas of having my own business that I can use as a platform to give back to others, as well as actually in the process of launching my first book. So I wear many hats, and I really enjoy the different aspects of being able to tap into motivational speaking, writing, modeling, having a business, and as well as reporting, to be able to do something bigger than myself and help out in many ways.
Awesome. Well, I want to come back to the book, so don't let me forget that. But I would love to know, I heard you mention that you moved from, you know, being an athlete into coaching. So did you think that's what you were going to do? Or at what point did you kind of decide, okay, let me get out of that side of it and kind of get behind the camera and be more on the reporting side?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot of people that don't even know that I've coached soccer the majority of my professional career. So I actually, after I was given the opportunity to go into preseason for the NWSL, decided to no longer play soccer and made the decision to hang up the cleats in that sense, I started coaching at Lehigh. But during that time, actually, I should say before then, when I was at LaSalle, I actually started training on the side of helping to train any age kids from like ages 2 and up, helping out in camps, you know, training teams, training individually. And so I started training and coaching earlier on in my career. And then through Lehigh, at that time, I started actively coaching youth soccer as well. And I actually just stepped away from coaching youth soccer in June of 2021. But prior to that, all those years, I was coaching multiple teams. I was training. I was doing small group sessions and just being able to help stay connected to the youth game. And honestly, I loved it because it helped me remember why I got started in the first place. You know, being able to work with kids who are in a whole different space and not only be a mentor for them, but also someone that can help as a woman in sports, give them perspective, give them insight. And even now, I still keep in touch with some of them that I coached over the years, because it is just so incredible to me to think back to having been in their shoes at one point. And it feels like it was yesterday, but it was over a decade ago that I was playing youth soccer. So now to be able to help out and stay connected on the youth level really just kept things in perspective for me and gave me that balance working in sports reporting to also remember kind of how myself and other athletes at that level started and got to that point.
Did you have time to sleep while you were doing all
this? I'm still, you know what? It's funny because I still am trying to figure that out. I have moments where I have to literally like periods of time where I do shut down. And like around the holidays is a good time. I I'm fortunate right now, and I don't know that I will always be able to have this control, but I do have control somewhat over my schedule to be able to say, okay, come holiday season, end of the year, Christmas, New Year's, you know, Thanksgiving, we're going to start scaling things back a little bit where I can. So I don't rest as much as I should, but I have built in the calendar times that I can like be slower.
I gotcha. Good. Yeah.
We're working on that.
There you go. There you go. Always, always something to aspire toward, right? So it sounds like the coaching and kind of the reason you stayed in it so long, maybe is similar to the reason why you launched your business. So I saw Planted, Not Buried. Tell me about that.
Exactly. That is, I've always wanted to help others, and I got to a point now where I felt like it was time for me to take the next step with it. You know, it was hard for me to step away from coaching. I love kids. I love just being around the energy, the excitement, the genuine appreciation for the game. But it was time for me to step away and start focusing on other things that could help out in even a bigger way. So Planted Not Buried is a way to provide an opportunity for others, regardless your age, your background, regardless of your industry, to be able to have access to resources, events, opportunities, networking, other businesses, so that you can feel empowered, educated, inspired, and in some way be able to get the support that you need. So my idea around it is the fact that we are all a work in progress. Like I just mentioned, I'm still trying to figure out how to sleep better and get balance. Like there's something that everybody is working on. No matter where we are in life, we're all still a work in progress. So why not use my platform, and I've developed Planted Not Buried to be this, as a way to bridge the gap. I have had so many people that have reached out, like, I'm looking for guidance around this, or where do I go to find this, or how can I do this? And it shouldn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. You shouldn't have to go on this deep hunt to find it. You should be able to easily access the resources, the guidance that you're looking for. So if you need, you know, help with health and wellness, okay, we've got some businesses that I've partnered with that are focused on that. Or if you're trying to be more active and get into yoga, we've got people that are working on that. So although I'm not an expert in all these different areas, Planted Not Buried is a database almost to be able to partner with various businesses, professionals, and other ambitious personalities around the world to be able to help connect you with someone. So I might not be able to directly help, but I can connect you with somebody else that can. So we're still growing it. It's a little over a year old now. So hopefully there's a lot more to be done this year. I have a lot planned on the radar, but it's been exciting to see how it's really picked up and how it's been able to help so many people in such a short amount of time already.
I like the name. There's a little bit of a blooming connotation right? To Planted Not Buried. I love it. I love it. So experience as a reporter, is there a favorite team or sport? I mean, you mentioned kind of the full gamut at the beginning of sports that you report on. So do you have kind of a favorite or a go-to, or what's that look like for you?
Yeah, it's tough because soccer obviously is my first love as a player, having been able to play, you know, so many different areas and things like that. So I always say my big three for sports are basketball, soccer, and football. I grew up in a very big basketball and football family, which many people also do not know. I do come from a sports family. Soccer was newer to my family as my sisters and I were the first to play it at such a high level. But those are my big three that if I'm watching TV 99% of the time, there's a game on or, you know, it's sports talk or something around those three sports. So I actually do not have a favorite. What I found out and what I tell people is the only major reason why basketball gets the leg up is because I like the controlled aspects of weather. And as a woman, especially, and as an on-air person, you definitely understand the struggle, hair, makeup, outfits. I know exactly what I can prepare for when it comes to basketball, football, soccer, depending on what time of season, what time of year it is. I could start off hot in the start of the game and be freezing by the end of the game, or it could be snowing or raining. And I have no problem with weather. I love all weather and all seasons, but it's hard to plan for that weather. So I do prefer from a reporting standpoint, just the fact that there's so many things you have to worry about and uncontrollables, that weather is a controllable with basketball. But otherwise, that's about the only separating factor.
This is very true. That's why I played volleyball in college. So an indoor sport where we don't have to worry about the snow, the lightning, any of that kind of stuff. So definitely. Exactly. Definitely.
Playing is a different story. I always tell people, if I'm playing, that's one thing. If I'm running around, you know, that's one thing. But if I'm standing on the sideline and have to look presentable and be able to speak and not have my lips frozen or something, I want to be somewhere that I can do that. So yeah, you understand.
Yep. Very true. Very true. So I want to talk a little bit about something that I saw on your Twitter bio, which is then going to lead us back to your book here. So the National Association of Black Journalists, I'm assuming an author, you're an author for the association, or are you an editor, or what's kind of your affiliation?
Oh, no. So I'm actually a member of NABJ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's an organization that covers journalists, media, film, authors, a wide variety of different personalities and talents. So I'm actually one of their members.
Okay. Awesome. So then that leads us into your book that you're trying to publish right now. So tell me about that. Tell me, well, what you can, obviously, without it being fully out already, share what you're willing.
So it's ironic because I actually got into journalism through writing. And my mom actually was the one that said, you know, I think journalism would be perfect for you, because I was always the one growing up that if you had papers to do or things like that, like I was like, like loved writing and I was like full steam ahead. And even like the social media posts and the cards, like anything that involved writing, whether it was typing, written, whatever it was, I was always going like above and beyond. And I've loved having a way with words to like describe things and like be able to pull emotions and reactions through it. And so I have, of course, in the first few years of my career, I'm 6 years in now. So the first 5 years, I will openly admit, were more focused on like reporting, trying to get, you know, to where I wanted to, trying to move up the ladder, trying to learn as much as I could. But over the last 2 years, I would even say, especially around the pandemic, I started pivoting and started feeling like, okay, I'm in a good space where I can now focus on some other things and start to branch out. And so I've been tapping into writing, and actually it was COVID-19 that forced me to have to start writing more, because when sports shut down, so did I. You know, I wasn't reporting, I wasn't coaching. Everything that I had been doing around sports was done. And so I had to do something productive and something to keep going. So that's when I actually launched Planted Not Buried. I started doing a lot of new things in the pandemic, including writing. So I actually have a number of books around that are some self-improvement, self-help types of books that are inspiration, ways to be able to talk through. I do not think that my story is one that is so exceptional that people are going to be flying to the shelves to read it. But I have aspects of my story and my experience that I think are relatable to others that I can share. So that's more the theme of it. It's not a sense of like about Renee and telling my story. Maybe one day we'll get there. But right now, being able to just use my own experiences and my journey and things I've learned to be able to help others in some way. So the first few books I'll be dropping, because I actually have a few, but one is ready that I'm in the process of working on getting published on Amazon and everything. But they are focused on being able to help others. And then I've tapped into some other genres around like horror and things like that. But I really just enjoy being able to put when you put words together in a way that's special enough, people can feel like they're seeing or watching something or feel something through that. And I like that aspect of writing, that everybody can relate to it in a different way and it can evoke a different emotion or feeling. So I don't know. I think 5 years from now, we'll start having more conversations around me as an author. That's the goal, to be able to branch out and be more, you know, involved as an author as well.
That was going to be my, my next question is, you know, what's the next step in terms of all these things, obviously, that you have been doing, some things you've kind of, you know, coaching, you stopped maybe to make some more room for some of these other things. So what's the next big thing for you?
Yes. Yeah, that's a good question. And honestly, it's one that I find myself often asking myself too, and just reflecting on the things that I'm doing, because there are only 24 hours in a day and I don't have time to do everything. So that's why coaching actually was something I had to step away from. It was getting to, unfortunately, be too much. Even like I have my own podcast, which right now is on pause because I'm needing to focus my energy on other things. So, you know, I just try to be very realistic and understanding that for as ambitious as I am with all these different ideas, because part of the issue is exactly that, like my brain is constantly thinking of ideas. I have to be realistic of what's practical. So my goal is to continue to be able to cross over different lanes. I know something that I was always told, and many others have been told this as well, is you have to pick one thing. You're going to burn yourself out. You're doing too much. Like, why are you trying to do all these extra things? Just focus on this. And we only have one life to live. So if I'm passionate about writing, or if I'm passionate about helping others, why not? You know, at the end of my career, I want to look back and not have any regrets and know that I did as much as I possibly could to help others. It's not about me. So my goal is to continue to grow in reporting, but as I grow in reporting, for it to hopefully help grow these other areas as well. So to get more people, you know, connected to my books, to learn more about different ideas and concepts, to be able to connect them with Planted Not Buried. So those are really the main areas as a business owner, an author, a reporter, a motivational speaker, to be able to grow those buckets, but knowing that they do all connect in a way that is my ethics and values as a person of being able to help others and use my platform to do good versus just trying to climb the ladder, focusing on myself. So hopefully that will one day be kind of where I am, where I can now do all these different things and wear all these different hats in a way that makes sense to others. But I know I've had, and now more people are starting to understand, like, oh, okay, I get it now. But in the beginning, I had a lot of like, why are you doing all these things? What? And I'm like, it's fine. I've got a vision. Right. Stay the course. It'll make sense. But now it's slowly all coming together as being more than just a reporter, you know, more than just an on-air personality.
Yeah. I think at the beginning of any kind of big ventures like that, right? Or if you're somebody who has a lot of different interests in a lot of different areas, that people are like, gosh, that's like pretty scattered. Are you sure you don't want to focus just on this one space? But to you, those things have always been connected, right? In some capacity. So I think it's interesting how now it's all kind of starting to come together, maybe a little more visibly for external parties, right? Mm-hmm. Like for you, you've always kind of known. So that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So shifting into the namesake of the show, what is one experience or maybe even a series of experiences that you've had that you feel has helped you bloom into the person that you are today?
Yeah, I've had a lot. And honestly, that's why I wanted to name Planted Not Buried after something that's connected with me. And even the books that I'm releasing, like the names all have personal meaning as well. Because again, it's I want it to be something that has parts of me involved in it, invested in it. And sports are probably the very first way I found out that I had been planted and not buried in that sense. Being a three-time All-American, being named a Hall of Famer, that's not something that was on my radar when I first started. And I dealt with a lot of challenges. And actually, I spoke about this in my Hall of Fame speech. And I openly share with people now, because again, like you just mentioned, now external other people can see it. When I was going through it, did not make sense to anybody. But I remember over the years as a soccer player, dealing with politics, favoritism, different aspects, even as a Black girl playing soccer, where there were a lot of times where others did not look like me on my team, on other teams, coaches. So there were a lot of things I dealt with over the years that were challenges and setbacks and really tested me. And definitely moments where I wanted to quit, give up, leave, move to a different team, things like that. And so to be able to have the success I did in college was that moment of realization that all of the ups and downs, all of those hard moments, all those long days, the tears, you know, the moments where I was going to my parents and my family upset, the days I was going out and working for hours and hours training, this is why. Like, this is, and now makes sense. And so I've always lived that idea that what we're going through right now in the moment does not always make sense. It rarely makes sense, but it will in due time. You know, that as I said, the idea that we're a work in progress, and all those years as a soccer player, I was really a work in progress. I was a seed. I was blooming. I was blossoming into something far greater than I could have ever imagined. Because when I set out to start playing soccer, I was simply doing it as a kid that just loved soccer. And then it grew from there. And my passion grew, my love for the game grew, my talents continued to develop to eventually be a young woman that now could say I'm a three-time All-American. So that is the most direct example that I have, but I've had several of those over the years, even where I'm at today in my career. There was a time that the things I am doing right now were just ink on a paper of my to-do list or my goals. And now they are actual things that I am living. you know, the jobs that I have, the work that I'm doing, the books that I'm putting out, the business, all of these aspects of where I'm at right now. At one point, we're just ideas, we're just concepts, we're just goals. And to get here did not just happen as like, ah, I think I want to be a reporter. Yeah, let me just be a reporter. It took time. It took setbacks. There were a lot of, there were even failed plans, business plans, failed jobs that I applied to that I was rejected from. There were a lot of setbacks along the way. So I try to really use the whole idea of being planted to help others realize in the same sense that right now, whatever you're going through, it might be confusing or challenging, but it's still working for you in some way where you're blossoming into something far greater than you could have ever imagined.
Isn't that the best feeling when you yeah. it is just an idea, or when it was just something written down on paper and then you can look back, whether it's mm-hmm. a year later or 5 years later, whatever it is. That's a,
yeah,
that's a good feeling. So of all the experiences you've been in, I'm sure that you have a piece of advice, maybe best piece of advice that's ever been shared with you.
Oh, I have a lot. Yeah, I think that the one thing that I learned and that was that I've been told that really helped me is to understand, this is so cliche, but it's the truth, that it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Mm-hmm. And through all my experiences, I've had moments where I found myself comparing my journey and where I'm at to others and wondering, you know, soccer, for example, why did so-and-so get this award or make this team or whatever else and I didn't? For reporting, feeling actually the one struggle I had when I started reporting was I felt like I was behind because I didn't study broadcast journalism. I studied public relations and all my internships were in PR. And I was comparing myself to my classmates who were having internships in, in journalism with local stations, ABC, NBC, CBS, and felt like, oh, I'm not doing what they're doing. So I can never be there. Not understanding that it's such a long journey that where we were in college has no full barometer on where we are now. And a lot of those same people are in different roles. And their paths have gone different directions. And everybody's path is their own. So understanding the concept of like running your own race. And when you're running that race, you're not looking beside you. You're not looking behind you. You're just staying focused on looking ahead and on yourself. And as you continue to do the right things and continue to move forward, you will get there. But if you're so busy focusing on everybody around you, you're going to get lost. You're going to get confused. You're going to have even negativity, especially with social media and just the pressures and expectations of the outside world and outside noise, that you're not going to be able to focus on yourself. So I even have those moments now, and I'm not perfect, where I have to remind myself, like, that's not my journey. That's not my path. Like, that's fine. Got it. You know, it's okay to want more. It's okay to aspire to do more, but you've got to bottle it in a healthy way that it's helping to keep you motivated and not distracted. So I think that's the biggest concept for like everything that I've been told over the years that I try to keep true, that I even have to remind myself of, like, run your own race and understand that it's not going to happen overnight because it's not a sprint. It is a marathon, but just keep moving forward and you'll get there slowly but surely.
I saw this, something you just said reminded me of this thing I saw the other day that said something to the effect of, you can be grateful and you can want more at the same time. Mm. And I think that's so huge, even especially for women who are in sports. Right. Because it's all like, well, you should be grateful. Like you are in this space. It's a male dominated field. You should be grateful you're even here. And while, yes, we are grateful that we're here, we also would like some more. Right.
Exactly.
So I think that's
I love that. Yeah.
I can't remember where I saw it. I'm going to have to
appreciate where you are now and you can still want more. So I like
Yes. Exactly. I can't remember where I saw that, but I'll have to go back and find it somewhere. All right. So into the final phase of the show, this is the quick peel round. So I've got a couple of kind of this or that questions and then a fill in the blank at the end. So favorite sport to watch, to play, to report on?
Oh, no. Basketball.
Okay. What is one thing, if you look back at the end of your life, the end of kind of your legacy, what is one thing that you would want your name to be associated with?
Change.
Ooh, okay. What is a show that you have binged lately?
Just one. Right now, I'm actually watching Inventing Anna.
I started that the other day. So interesting.
Crazy.
Gosh, crazy. So crazy. All right. If you could have any job in the world, what would it be? Money aside, timing aside, any job.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. I'm stumped. I think it's something that'd be really fun. You know what? I think I'd like to do something with like events, like, which is actually why I used to be interested in PR, where it's like, not like an event planner, but maybe, yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with like but I want to enjoy the event too. I'm going to go with an event planner.
Okay.
That is doing my butt.
That's the catch 22 of events. It's like, it's so nice to be able to plan them and see it to fruition. But then you're also like, but it would be cool to just attend this also.
Yeah. Like I kind of want to just be someone that just goes to events. Actually, I don't want to plan it. I just want to show up and enjoy it.
Yep. I'm on board with that. If you figure out what that is, let me know.
I don't know what that looks like, but I'm envisioning like being able to just basically, I'm pretty much being inspired by Inventing Anna. And I'd like to do what she does, which is nothing but just show up at events and cocktails and dinners and things and just show up and be there. So I want to be Anna, basically. That's
awesome. All right, last one. This is the fill in the blank. Blooming is blank.
Blooming?
Yep.
Blooming is unexpected.
Ooh, okay. That's the first time we've gotten that. I like it.
Time of when it happens, how it happens, what it looks like. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Awesome. Well, Renee, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. I know we chatted offline that this has been, we've been back and forth for a little while. So happy to finally have you on and appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This has been fun. I appreciate you as well. I'm glad that we were able to make this happen and keep up the awesome work. If there's ever anything I can do to help or anything, you've got my email and phone number, and keep up the awesome work with your show too. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, thank you. We will see you next time.